We talked a lot of politics on social media in 2020, and to break down some of the conversations of the year online, we have with us Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Happy New Year, Femi.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, so let's start with the Black Lives Matter protests over the summer. They popped up in thousands of places around the world after George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis back in May. And social was a significant part of this movement, wasn't it?
Tony, I'm going to say that social was a critical part of this movement. I'm going to tell you about a youngster called Dinella Frazier. She was 17 in mid-May, and she was heading to a grocery store with her little cousin. She stopped when she saw the police surround a black man who was being pinned to the ground. That man was George Floyd. She took out her phone and she started to film. When she got home, she posted that video on Facebook, and she posted, "They killed him right in front of Cup Foods over south on 38th in Chicago. No type of sympathy. Two broken hearts emoji. Hashtag police brutality." And of course, we all know that video was shared so many times that we now know George Floyd's name, how he was treated by police. But videos like this, they create huge, big ethical conversations. Should you film people being hurt, in danger or in distress? Should you document their distress, or should you put your phone down and step in to help them? So on Darnella's Facebook page, there are lots of criticisms about what she did. Marius Jean, for instance, says, "Couldn't you try to help him instead of obscenely filming his last living moments with your smartphone? Was that just social networking more important to you than the man's life?" But there were lots of people who were supporting her, saying thank you very much. Even to this day, you can still see that post on her Facebook page. And I contend that if we didn't see this video, if we didn't see Dinella Frazier's video, would the Black Lives Matter movement have reached so many more people in the US and beyond this year? Would we still be talking about George Floyd, which I'm convinced we will be, not just in 2021, but in many years to come, without Dinella Frazier, a teenager, picking up her phone and filming what happened to George Floyd? That is my takeaway from that whole terrible incident that happened back in May.
Mm-hmm. And that mechanism of these social media platforms, as you said, just let that go viral. It went viral because of that. Of course, the pandemic was also a trending topic in 2020. A lot of us got the latest info from Twitter and Facebook, but the pandemic also highlighted the dark parts of the medium, the spread of lies and false information. This was the year some social media companies finally took some real steps to stop misinformation.
It was amazing, Tonya. These social media companies, we're too big, we've got too many followers, we can't do this, we can't monitor what everybody has to say. And the fact was that we had not just a pandemic, but an infodemic, as the World Health Organization called it. This was the first pandemic where we had technology and social media to help us, but also to hurt us. So the World Health Organization called the infodemic an overabundance of information, both online and offline, that is potentially dangerous. So as early as February of this year, that was before any of the US lockdowns had happened, they had a meeting, the World Health Organization had a meeting with Google to talk about their search algorithms. And what they wanted to do was, when you search coronavirus, when you search COVID, what pops up first? The World Health Organization or your health organization, the health authorities in your country? They managed to do that. And Tonya, I tried this out just before we came on air. I typed into Twitter COVID. I got COVID-19 updates for the US, all reliable sources. I typed into YouTube COVID. I was sent straight to the CDC. On Instagram, I'm sent to the WHO, and my posts, if I mention COVID, are tagged with the WHO. TikTok, all of these big social media companies are now able to tell you where there is good information, so you don't have to follow either the misinformation about COVID and vaccines, which is probably our big concern going into 2021. Yeah. So you've got that accurate information. It doesn't mean we're going to read it, but it's definitely there for us.
Yes. You know, a ritual so many of us love is watching the New Year celebrations on TV, including the Times Square broadcast. It still happened this year, but without the crowds. What are you seeing in terms of reactions on social? What are people saying with the short amount of time I have with you?
Well, Times Square called this a virtual ball drop, and the official name for the countdown was a 60-second Kia countdown to midnight. People were horrified that they were seeing more of a Kia car than they were of the ball drop or the countdown. Gupta Musings, for instance, says the countdown to the ball drop in NYC felt more like a countdown to the world ending, sponsored by Kia.
And we're hearing it right there, the Times Square broadcast, which is a familiar sound. Fimi Yoke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, as always, thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.